Hello everyone and welcome to the Still Parents podcast supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Today is day one of Baby Loss Awareness Week and we are going to be putting out a few shorter episodes every single day for the next 7 days. Why are we doing that, Ryan?
your guess is as good as mine, Dan. But no, on a serious note, Baby Loss Awareness Week is obviously one of those weeks or those times within the year where we remember our babies. We remember those bereaved parents and families who are suffering following the loss of their babies. But I think for me, We don't need a week. We don't need a day. We don't need a minute. We don't need an hour. Because ultimately, as a bereaved parent, you remember it and you think about it all the time. But I suppose in some ways, it's good because it shines a light on the situation that we as bereaved parents find ourselves in, but also at the same time for maybe people who don't know much about Baby Loss Awareness Week, it's an opportunity for those people to be educated in the reasonings behind why charities do what they do, why there are debates in Parliament and things like that surrounding Baby Loss Awareness Week and what have you, and why there are a number of charities across the country who do lots to support parents and families across this week as well as all other weeks.
Because if you're a regular to the podcast, thank you very much for coming back. We normally, every week or so, we'll stick out an episode between 45 minutes to an hour. But these ones that we're going to do over the next 7 days are just going to be short, between 5 and 10 minutes, just so we can be with you every single day during Baby Loss Awareness Week. And we have, and we will be joined throughout the week by some previous guests who have been on with us before and a couple of new faces as well that are yet to feature on the podcast. If at any point during the week you'd like to drop us a message and get in touch, we'd love to hear from you. You can do through our Instagram, which is Still Parents Podcast, our website, stillparentspodcast.co.uk. Also joined with Matt Whitehouse, as ever. How are you, Matt?
No, you're not bad, thank you, Dan.
What's
not
your
bad.
Thoughts on, because I'll get into this in a second, because awareness weeks are, and I'm not trying to devalue it, but they are everywhere.
Yeah.
Absolutely everywhere. And I'll be as blunt as I can, if it wasn't for the fact that I'm immersed in this world through you guys and doing this podcast, because, you know, I think everyone knows, I fortunately haven't been through a loss, but known friends who have, and I found it a really good way to learn more about how I can support bereaved parents, especially friends of mine, and go about it the right way. What's your feelings on this as a week compared to just something that you live with every day and there's always the awareness that you need to raise?
I think what you've said there is quite interesting, is the fact that before we lost Callie, I think it was very much something that passed us by because we weren't in that world. And for newer people who are probably in their first Baby Loss Awareness Week, it's something to make sure that you are aware of, but it's also something to keep an eye on, because I think Ryan will back this up here. It needs to be everywhere, but it can be everywhere, can't it? On social media, and it's something that it can be really good, but it can also be a little bit triggering at times as well, which is important. Yeah. It's important to find the balance. It's a fantastic thing. It needs to happen. But I think it's fair for me as a parent who's lost to just make people aware. If you're coming into your first one, grasp the information, take on board. It's like a social media hug.
Okay.
It's a good way of putting it.
It is a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Just to give an insight, when I was getting ready for these shows, I just thought I'd have a quick Google at some of the other awareness days, weeks, months that are going on, because there's always something going on.
Yeah.
And I'm not against it. I think they're good ideas, but in order for it to really work, it's more than just a badge, isn't it? You really need to actually have that awareness out there. And like Ryan said, maybe stuff can be done in Parliament this week that perhaps gets pushed further aside during weeks when the focus is not on the theme of the week as much. But also, and I've mentioned these to Ryan off air.
Do you know what'd be really good with this?
Yeah.
When you say these, we have to say whether we've heard of them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because then, because ultimately, that's playing devil's advocate to an extent,
good idea,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good shout. Let's say Awareness Day or Awareness Week, bingo.
Okay. There we go. And we'll end today's mini episode with this. So these are all awareness themes that coincide and overlap with this week and Baby Loss Awareness Week 2023.
Okay.
Okay. First one, ADHD Awareness Month.
I had absolutely no idea.
No.
No, that's going on right now. Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
I knew that one because, yeah, I've seen people raising money for it.
Okay, correct. So, yeah. I have as well.
Black History Awareness Month.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll be honest, out of all of the ones on this list, that's the only one because it's such a prominent awareness.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Dyspraxia Awareness Week.
No. I must admit, no.
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if I looked at something tomorrow and saw it, only because I know of another local charity here that works with verbal dyspraxia.
National Bullying Prevention Month.
I know that one because when I worked at the Blues, it was a big one for us, so yeah.
World Dyslexia Awareness Day. These are all happening right now along with...
No, I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
And World Hospice and Palliative Care Day, which is next week as well.
Didn't know that one either.
Some serious ones, of course.
Absolutely, right.
Yeah.
To offer some balance, there's some not so serious ones that are also happening during this very week as well.
Go on then.
And these are all true. Just let me know if you've heard of them. Also this week, it's Eye Injury Prevention Month. Not heard of it? No?
No, but that...
International School Library Month.
Well, I must admit, I didn't. I never found the library when I was at school. So.
National Hygiene Month.
Again,
I wondered why Matt smelt.
I'm trying to find that one.
Back Care Awareness Week.
Nah. You need that.
Mate. Yeah. Pretty much into a back sack and crack, doesn't it?
Back sack and crack awareness, Dan. Final ones. I'll read these all out in one go, otherwise we'll be here forever. So go tell me if you've heard of any of these final four. National Vodka Day, No Disposable Cup Day, National Taco Day, and National Badger Week. All of these coincide...
What's the disposable cup one?
Well, let's just be aware of disposable cups. So just know they're... Just be wary of them. I don't know what you're supposed to fucking do.
Just remember they're disposable.
Yeah. I'm asking Dad like he should know. Yeah. No, it's amazing. That's amazing.
So like we said, we're going to be here every single day. So for around about 5 or 10 minutes. And you can, of course, take in any of our other episodes as well. And we'll put links in the descriptions to our guests that have been on for longer episodes too. So that was Monday's episode done. And we will be back with Ryan Palmer, I think, tomorrow. Who's a future guest on the longer version of the podcast as well. So thank you very much. If you'd like to get in touch, through our website, Still Parents Podcast, and our Instagram as well.
I'm just going to go and dispose of my cups. Yeah.